Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Magnolia Beef and Seminary has top quality beef products that are raised right here in Mississippi. They also have fantastic gifts for every age. For the best beef in Mississippi and so much more, visit Magnolia Beef and Seminary or find us on Facebook.
Listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky. Now, here's your host, Michael Borky.
All right, here we go, off and running. It's very, very late on this Tuesday night, but appreciate you guys being here. Ole Miss just finished up a good, important, big, if you want to use the adjective, big win in the midweek. If there is such thing as a big midweek win, I do think that is one. So we'll talk about that. Also got a couple of spring practice thoughts for you guys. And then, of course, we'll get to your comments. Welcome into Rebel Report Live. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you guys being here. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not already. Posted a little bit earlier today and also uploaded those thoughts into the podcast as well about the possibility of Ole Miss adding a running back that news broke that he hit the portal today. So go back and check that out as well. But don't forget, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you're listening on the website at supertalk.fm, I appreciate you doing so. It's much more convenient on your phone. Just pull out your phone. You've got a podcast app on it. I know you do. I use Spotify myself. That's my favorite one. Search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. Here we go. 8-3, the final in a chilly Pearl. It's cold here tonight, guys. I don't know where you are right now. You guys are scattered all over, not only the state of Mississippi, but all over the country, it seems. It's in the 40s right now in Pearl. So a chilly night and a good win. And I'm going to use that adjective because it is good. This is a good Southern Miss team. So for what a midweek game can do for you, this is about as good of a midweek win as you can get for a couple of reasons. Number one, you continue the positive momentum that you're on. I mean, it started, frankly, the last two games of the High Point series, but it really got interesting after Iowa. And then this past weekend with the South Carolina series, Ole Miss showed you a lot. We got our first real look at what they were like against real high-level competition. And I think South Carolina is that. Maybe not a regional host, but very solid SEC team. And Ole Miss won a series and looked good doing it. This Southern Miss team is a really good baseball team. I know, make your jokes about, you know, redheaded stepchild and all that stuff that people are going to do, and I understand why they do it. Don't get me wrong. Sports, you know, that's what sports fans do. But removing that from the equation, this is a good Southern Miss team. They just swept last weekend. They have a series win on the road at Louisiana Tech. They also have a series win over Indiana State, who hosted last year. They beat the absolute breaks off of Alabama this time last week in the midweek. That was a really, really good win for Ole Miss, because that's a really good Southern Miss team. It's a Southern Miss team that's going to win a lot of games. It's a Southern Miss team that is going to contend for the Sun Belt, which will be a multi-bid league this year. Coastal apparently is really, really sharp, and it might be the favorite there. But I know Scott Barry retired, but Ostrander's got a really good club. That is a good Southern Miss team. That is a good win for Ole Miss. They continue to capture some forward momentum, and Ole Miss is playing really good baseball right now. I mean, that's the biggest takeaway, is they just continue that momentum. They continue to impress. That is a good win. That is a good Southern Miss team. And they were clearly better tonight. Clearly, clearly better. And it started on the mound. Things got weird there in the second inning, but Riley Maddux was unfazed by it. He was very good tonight. 6 complete, only 5 hits, a couple of earned runs, and 6 strikeouts through 93 pitches tonight. So pretty efficient as well. He was excellent. I'm telling you, this is a good Southern Miss team. And to give up two runs and six complete and striking out six, that's a very, very, very good outing for him. And then the bullpen did what the Ole Miss bullpen does. They slammed the door. So in the final three innings, Ole Miss only gave up two hits, obviously no runs, and struck out six more in the final three innings. So a really impressive pitching performance. Nichols and Spencer really shutting the door. Four strikeouts combined between the two of them, including Nichols, striking out all three batters that he faced. So really, really good night on the mound for Ole Miss. A really good night for Luke Hill and Leger as well. But Luke Hill, he got a lot of flack. And as we've talked about many times over the last couple of weeks, he's seeing the baseball better. Had three hits tonight, including a double, scored a couple of runs as well. Good night for him. But Ross, Fisher, mentioned Leger already, Hughes, Furness, and Smithwick all had hits for Ole Miss tonight. I know it's midweek pitching, but 10 hits, especially on this chilly of a night against Christian Ostrander coached Southern Miss team, is quite good. And the averages for the Ole Miss lineup continue to just improve. Trayson Hughes is up to 280. Luke Hill's in the 230s, which is a 100-point improvement over just a few weeks ago. But Groff is at 313 now. Ross is at 347. Fisher's at 316. Leger's down to 384. But the lineup is improving. They hit well tonight. Groff didn't have a hit, but he walked a couple of times and got hit. So he got on base three times. Did leave too many on. The at-bats with bases loaded are a little concerning, although they did get a productive sacrifice fly mixed in there as well. But left nine, but, I mean, 10 hits and eight runs in a midweek matchup against Southern Miss is good hitting for sure. The only downside to tonight was that second inning, just kind of a comedy of errors for Ole Miss in that inning, but otherwise a really, really good performance tonight. So we'll get to your comments about that. I'm going to talk a quick spring football thing as well, because there's a couple of things that I took away from today. First of all, it's Jackson Dart. Really good stories written, his quotes about, building the culture and all that stuff. The stuff that you want to hear from him. Lane Kiffin had a really good quote today as well about how Dart took it upon himself to help recruit the entire team, offense and defense. I mean, it's really his team. And hearing those two things is just confirmation of what you guys already knew, that the quarterback position, if done right, is far beyond just throwing a football to receivers or handing it off to running backs. It's why after the Egg Bowl, we talked about on here, it's why you don't take him out after the Egg Bowl or during the Egg Bowl. If he can go, he goes, because that team is going to go as he goes. His wins above replacement, you won't be able to put on a stat sheet, because what he will do for that program and that team in the culture of the locker room transcends stats. And so that was just kind of shining a light on, the value that he brings to the football team. It extends beyond just his ability as a quarterback. There is Ole Miss won games last year not just because he's a good quarterback. They won games last year because he, in particular, is the leader of that team, the culture setter. And so you got a glimpse of how people feel internally about that. Also, his health. We talked about it some. I was told a couple months ago that you may not really see him practice at all in the spring, that you're not going to see him play in the spring game. He is practicing. He's throwing the football. I assume they're still limiting him, but the fact that he's out there means either A, my information is totally wrong, which in this case I don't think it is, or B, his health is coming along and he's even a little bit ahead of schedule. So that was encouraging to see. Otherwise, there's not much to take away from the media viewing periods because they don't really get to see anything. The defensive line depth that Ole Miss has now, though, is very interesting, because guys like – not interesting, it's just good. Because guys like Akello Stone, for example, would be starters on most of Ole Miss's recent defenses. And he's a very valuable player. Harris as well, very valuable player. But on this defense, just a rotation piece, just a 15-20 snap a game kind of guy. One that you can really rely on, especially in the non-conference games or the games that you are kind of running away from somebody. You can put in the backups and still be highly productive. So those guys are so important to have. That defensive line room is very deep. And you look at the twos and the threes, and some of those guys would, again, be high, would be starters, high snap count guys on Ole Miss defenses of the past. They're incredibly valuable, don't get me wrong, on this team, but it just goes to show you the kind of depth that that they have. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. That's the website. If you are in the market for office technology and your business is located anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, office technology in Mississippi, check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. We've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely one in your backyard like there is mine. Bank with me at Priority One Bank, and you'll see that their online banking platform, for example, is a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection. You don't need multiple apps to manage your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, let's get to the live chat now. I appreciate you guys being here, even though it's late on this Tuesday night, but I appreciate you nonetheless. Thursday, we're still good to go, so the Richard and I will be at Pearl River Resort, but I will be leaving immediately after the show, so I'll be back here in time. So we'll do a live Thursday night. I know basketball will be going on right now, so I don't know how many of you are actually going to be here, but we'll talk baseball weekend, stuff like that on Thursday night. 7:30, we will be there and good to go. So be on the lookout for that. Bo just says, hottie toddy. Yes, sir. Good win tonight. Rebecca says, fine. I'm ready to be victimized by Ole Miss baseball again. Another one, massive win for Ole Miss baseball. You heard it was their Super Bowl. I immediately got this ready afterwards. What was the celebration like? What was the celebration like after the mini controversy? After the Mississippi State Southern Miss game from earlier this year, where State apparently over celebrated. So what did it look like? I'm curious as to, especially if you were there, I would like to know what it looked like. By the way, Virginia scored 14 first half points in the NCAA tournament, including a 9-minute scoring drought to end the half. So great basketball there. When does Riley Mattis get a shot on the weekend? I don't think so yet because depending on how Mike Bianco wants to use him, of course, I think that having him as a flexible long relief option is where he is most valuable to this team. I could be wrong, you know, and maybe if you get a bad outing for a couple weeks in a row, that maybe you consider making a change. But right now, I think having him available for any of the three weekend days, let's just pretend for a second in the scenario where Liam Doyle just doesn't have it today and he only gets you through 2 2/3 or whatever, but you're only down two. You go to Maddox to give you 5 innings to settle the game down and your offense can climb back in it. I think that he might be incredibly valuable in that role for this team. I would love to know what Mike Bianco's thinking there. But yes, he was really good tonight and he's been good and he's overcome some adversity. But I don't think any of the three starters have deserved a demotion yet. I liked a lot of what I saw from the rotation against South Carolina. Going on the road this weekend, different challenge with Tennessee for sure, but I don't think they've earned a demotion yet. I think that Maddox can be used as a long reliever and be really valuable in that role as well. Oh gosh, can't believe that Ole Miss has won 2 College World Series in 3 years. Yes. Who did I say hit the portal today? Henry Parrish, the Miami running back who was previously at Ole Miss. He left Ole Miss to follow Kevin Smith to Miami. Kevin Smith returns to Ole Miss. 1 + 1 often equals 2. So I did post a video earlier and also a podcast with the same contents. Just doubled that one up as well. With some extended thoughts on that, long story short, I think it makes all the sense in the world for Ole Miss to bring him in. He's familiar with the system. He's familiar with the program and the coach and, like, even the town and the school. Like, the acclimation would be an easy one. They need a running back. He is a productive one. He's not Quinshon Judkins, but that's okay. You don't need Quinshon Judkins. You just need reliable and productive, and he hits both of those things very well. Veteran guy, experienced, you know what he's capable of. It makes all the sense in the world to bring him in. Just get a hottie toddy from Tim. Good to see you, Tim. Riley Maddox was really good, not his fault. Fielding errors in a controversial review cost them runs early, for sure. And then he overcame it. You know, he settled right back in like it didn't faze him. You heard on the radio that our guys ran into each other again on a fly ball. What the hell is up with that? There's a communication issue. There absolutely is. And look, I don't know who it is, but Groff and Hill keep running into each other, and it's going to get one of them seriously hurt one day. I think, just like as a general rule, it's probably Groff not being vocal enough, but I don't know for sure. But something's got to give there. I mean, it's what, the third collision that communication was lacking in? That's going to get somebody hurt. That is going to get somebody hurt. And they need to fix that for sure. I forgot to mention that earlier. I'm glad you brought that up, because that absolutely is going to get somebody hurt. Another just hottie toddy. Glad to have you in. You've decided that you are going to major in sports management at a community college, then go for a bachelor's in it as well. Hopefully you'll get a minor in economics and or coaching. Well, good luck, man. Congratulations. That's awesome. The community college system is so great because you can get the unnecessary classes, a lot of them, out of the way for very cheap, and it makes no difference. So good luck, man. I'm very happy for you. What I will tell you is something that did not get relayed well enough to me when I was in school, is to get reps and do it on your own. You don't need a platform, because all you need is to just talk. You know, your phone has voice memos that just, if you want to do it often. And you don't have to publish it anywhere. Practice makes perfect. I mean, if you want to get better at golf, what do? You go to the driving range by yourself, right? If you want to get better at anything, you got to practice. Well, look, and I shouldn't be giving advice, because I don't think I'm worth a damn at this. But the best advice I would give you is practice. You have to practice at sports, right? The only way to get better is to do it on your own. So that's where I would start, because college is not going to do it for you. They'll teach you certain things. They'll teach you technical things and the structure of it all. But the only way you're going to get better is by practicing. But that's awesome, man. I'm happy for you. Good luck. Luke Hill was especially good tonight at the plate. He's coming along, isn't he? He's coming along and playing much better. And like I've said like 10 times to you guys, they need this version of him if they're going to really achieve some goals this year. And it looks like they're getting that version of him now. Had a weird start to the season. Looks like he's past it. Looks like he's past it. Looks like the guy that they thought they were bringing in. These games in Pearl typically look ugly and weird. It kind of was like that for a while. It was. And it was cold tonight too. So there's a cat fight outside right now. Have you guys ever heard a cat? I know the two cats that do it, because they've done it before. And like, they don't actually, like, they're not like truly fighting. It's just, you know, cats are weird like that. Have you guys have heard a cat fight before? It is terrifying. It terrifying sound. It just happened outside. I know those two cats. They do it on my porch. It's so annoying. Neither of them are mine, obviously, but they so often they creep around my yard, and then they'll like run into each other, and then they freak out and they make this crate. That's what that was. So sorry for pausing, but that's what that was, just outside of my window. Now, anyway, those crazy cats, man. Brandon, appreciate the super chat, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Glad you're here. I appreciate you a lot. LeJay had a bomb for this weather. I felt bad for him because he did realize it pretty quickly, but who was the Southern Miss pitcher in at the time? God bless him, because it wasn't Sibley, was it? No, it wasn't. It was the guy after him. Anyway, sorry, my live stats are freezing, but he hit the ball. LeJay hit the ball, and it was a clear no-doubter, like 100% home run. And he does the point thing. Like, oh, hey, pop fly, it's over here. Brother, nobody was catching that baseball. And you could tell in the replay, he kind of realized it quickly. Nobody was catching that baseball. But, yeah, for this weather, that was an absolute tank bomb. What was the measurement? They said 412, I think, is what they said that ball traveled on a 48-degree night in Mississippi. And that cavernous ballpark, by the way, nobody hits home runs in that ballpark. Even the double-A guys don't do it at a high volume. So in that park, which is kind of just a ball killer, if you will, just roasted that baseball. Smithwick looked better defensively. Today he did, threw a guy out too. Ho-hum, another win over the Mustard Buzzards. Wins in 14 of the last 16. Someone let the Rebs get hot. The bullpen is looking dominant. That is, and the beauty of the bullpen, forgive me, the beauty of the bullpen, and you saw it on display tonight, because Maddox, they'll use as a bullpen arm, or, you know, maybe even they'll use him as a bullpen arm. I think he counts as that, even though he is starting games. But you see the depth of it. It's not just two guys that really get all the innings, and after that they don't know what to do. You can just six, seven guys that when they're on the mound, you think, okay, you know, they're good here. Getting out of this. They, as a pitching staff, display a lot of toughness, including the starters as well. I mean, Dennis against South Carolina put himself into some early trouble and then overcame it and got out of it. Doyle gave up, you know, a couple of home runs and kind of settled in and got out of it. And you've seen that at periods of time this year. So the bullpen is rising to the occasion, but I think there's a level of swagger and toughness that the pitching staff as a whole has displayed so far this season after the rough start that should really be encouraging. They seem to do just fine in adverse situations and overcoming weird and frustrating things like you saw again tonight. Jackson Dart is tough as nails. Where do I think he'll rank among all-time Ole Miss quarterbacks once he's done? I think he's just behind Corral right now and will pass him. If he makes the playoff, some older people would disagree with this. If he makes the playoff this year, Jackson Dart is number one for people in my age group and younger. Eli Manning will always have that special place in Ole Miss fans' heart. But post Manning, for sure, he's number one. If they make the playoff this year, he has a chance to be number one all time, depending on what kind of run they make in said playoff. If y'all aren't watching Jared Ivey's new podcast, you're missing out. It is excellent. Jared is very good. And that was a very good idea on their part as well. Very good idea. But Jared's awesome. It goes to show you, it's guys like Jared Ivey. They are exactly why I push back on a couple of things. I push back on the idea that all of the people say this, all the players, they don't care about the school. They're all selfish. All they care about is money, all the labels that people put on players. And then there's a Jared Ivey. Jared Ivey is everything that those labels are not. He is, I'm telling you, I told you guys this before, I'm telling you again, he could have gotten more money if he wanted to leverage the portal, chose to stay and not bother. He is a good teammate. Clearly, he is funny. He's engaging. He's interesting. He's a productive football player. He has a future at the next level. And if he doesn't make it for whatever reason, he has a future in media. Guys like him are why I hate labels. And it's the same thing like in the NFL where people will say, oh, they're just a bunch of overpaid, and they'll say things. And I think of Demario Davis. It's like you could not be more wrong when you put blanket labels on these guys, and I can't stand it. Jared Ivey's one of them. When we talked about how all the players are, they're only in it for the money and they're all selfish or whatever. No, not this guy, and not a lot of guys. But anyway, Poupon on his interview said how he and Dart would FaceTime and game online. So yeah, Dart has been recruiting for both sides. Absolutely. I mean, he is very responsible for a lot of these guys that have come in. He's different, man. I mean, culture setter is absolutely a real adjective for Jackson Dart. So no big celebration at all. Seemed to be next to nothing from Ole Miss. You want this Tennessee series bad? Oh, I believe it. I mean, you guys, if you know me, you know how I feel about the way that they act. I don't hate bat flipping. I think sports should be fun. If my son played on that team, I would be embarrassed with the way they've acted in the past. So I'm curious to see how it kind of looks this weekend, because I do just really do not like the way that they carry themselves, but they are certainly interesting. So they put Virginia in over Indiana State or St. John's just for them to score 14 points in the first half against Colorado State, shooting 17%. Yeah, what a joke that is, right? You are determined not to pick UConn as the champion, so you're relying on Auburn and Iowa State to get the job done. So I did a I have been really bad on the bracket challenge for the radio show over the last few years. I mean, I have not had good years. So what I did was mascot fight. That's how I filled out my bracket this year. Who would win in a mascot fight? And I didn't do, like, for Alabama, it wasn't an elephant. For Alabama, it was a tide that was red, and they lost in the first round because I don't know what to do with that, frankly. But Iowa State was my national champion over Duke, even though I don't know, I couldn't decide what to do with Duke because, you know, a devil obviously has, like, mythical capabilities, but a cyclone is a freaking tornado. I mean, what can beat a tornado? So I went with Iowa State. They're my national champion. But yeah, I did mascot fight. That was how I filled out my bracket this year. Oh, that's what you meant, a bullpen shot on the weekend regarding Riley Maddox. I think that's coming soon. This year's team seems to be getting more late inning hits. Yeah, their plate approach has been really good this year. They're very patient. They get walked a lot, which is to their credit. Let's see tonight. They walked 5 times and got hit again tonight. I mean, they're patient. They work counts. Mike Clement's done a good job with this group so far after a rocky start. Did Parrish and Q ever play on the same team? Let's see. No. No, because he's been with Miami for the last 2 years. So, no. They did not. Parrish played with Connor and Ely. So, he was the third back behind Connor and Ely. But if you remember, they split those carries about evenly. It was like 135, 130, and just over 100 for Parrish. So, they really split. Sorry, the cats are doing it again. I probably need to go out there and intervene. I mean, they never hurt each other, but they just lose their mind. It's very annoying. But they were on – it was those three, and they basically split carries. Odds on Parrish back to Oxford. Would he be able to play immediately? The answer is yes, he would be able to play immediately. Things get weird in portal recruiting sometimes. I expect him to end up at Ole Miss. I don't have that deeply, like, well-sourced or anything. It's just that's kind of the expectation, it seems, is that to happen. So, love the new show format. Appreciate that. I think it's going to end up being a good decision, ultimately. So glad you like it. You read somewhere that Vegas is hosting a college basketball tournament that has NIL payout for the players. You think the NIT and the Big Dance should look into that? The Big Dance doesn't have to. The NIT may need to if they want to continue to exist with the volume of teams that opt out. So Yeah, what was it, $1 million per team for an in-season NIL tournament? Something like that. If somebody's willing to pay it, capitalism. Ole Miss and State have good transfer scholarships. That's why your undergrad was free. Oh, nice. And you, I don't want to share your personal information on there, but you've said it on here before. It's fine. So you're at Tulane now, right? You are a green wave. If you would have made the tournament, I would have had some questions about how I filled out my bracket, because what kind of wave is it? Is it like a rogue wave, or is it just one, you know, on the beach that just goes back and forth? Because that doesn't hurt anybody. So your ex-girlfriend's cat hated you with the passion. That little freaker would bite you. Well, that's why she's your ex. The cats are freaking out because they see my messed up curtains. Oh, God. That probably would have gone 480 at Ole Miss in May. Oh, no doubt. That would have gone over the scoreboard at Swayze. Now I'm being a little hyperbolic, but still, no doubt. The heart of the order of Ole Miss has some serious grown man power. No doubt. Completely agree on Catching Jared Ivey's podcast. Definitely the kind of young man anybody should want on their team and in their community. Absolutely. Then you have guys like Trey Harris. Yep, you're spot on. That could have gone into the draft but decided to come back. Ad breaks mid-sentence on the live stream. I need to look into that. I can adjust those, so I need to get rid of those. They're supposed to not do that. I thought I had it default set, but I guess I need to go ahead and do that every time. They're back at it. I'm going to go out there when we're done. They're nice cats. Anyway, you guys don't care about the cats. What would I do if I were you? Your longtime goal is to be a front office employee executive in the NFL. Don't see much of a coaching career for you, though. Well, if you want to work in a department, you said you're going to community college. Start there. They have student SID stuff. You got to start at the very bottom. I mean, you got to start doing the internships and the grunt work and stuff like that. But I promise you, whatever community college you're going to, would love somebody to help in the sports information department. I mean, 100% they would. Don't tell them I sent you, though. Don't tell them I sent you. I can help you at Ole Miss. I cannot help you at most of the Mississippi junior colleges. It's a long story. I'm kidding, but they would absolutely, and that's where you start, and you learn the ropes, and you know, you write game stories for the softball game, for the school website, and you work on press conferences, and that's where you begin, no doubt. Thank you for the super chat, my friend. I appreciate you for this one so very much. Pitching wins championships, and at this point the season, we have pitching, so I'm looking forward to the rest of the season and beyond. Yes, that's what carried Ole Miss to the championship 2 years ago, right? It was pitching. That's what carried LSU last year. Now, they had Dylan Cruz and Tommy White and those guys, but yes, this team pitches well enough to at least get back into the postseason at the present, so there's a lot to be encouraged with. Got to have some bounce back performances this weekend from including Dennis and Saunier, but they've shown you that they're capable of doing that. I just love this bullpen. I really love this bullpen a lot. And how they've overcome some adversity in tight spots. Just a big fan of the volume of guys they have as well. You root for just about anyone playing Tennessee. I have that feeling with Auburn. To tell you the truth, unfortunately, you have just bought your first vehicle, so there won't be much practice in the first 2 years. You got a phone, don't you? It's all you need practice on. Just, I'm telling you, man, you don't need fancy stuff. Practice on a phone. It's all you need. Hompianko tells the players to have helmets on for the entirety of the series against Tennessee. Never know when mustard golf balls or batteries will come raining down. Yeah. Your wife finally left it. I need to meet Mrs. PTG. You know, thank you, man. Thank you so much. We got to do a fishy line for the NCAA tournament tomorrow, since it starts on Thursday. Got to do it tomorrow. Mississippi State, an underdog, might be just fishy enough for that to work. But man, I appreciate you. But I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. I know that, you know, that day is going to come soon, and I'm looking forward to that. You guys are awesome. Thank you. You have Houston and Iowa State in the final, with Houston winning. Certainly not a bad pick. Did you see Shannon Sharpe's Final Fours? So he did a bracket for both the men's and the women's tournament. Did you guys see this? Shannon Sharpe did two brackets for the men's and women's tournament, and eight one seeds. He picked a one seed in all four regions of the men's tournament and all four regions of the women's tournament. He didn't even go with a single two in either one of his brackets. There's no way Ole Miss can get a game in Knoxville. They're against the creators of the sport. Yeah, I remember when Outkick wrote a column that said that ESPN needs to send flowers and a thank you to Tennessee for making college baseball relevant. You guys remember that? Jeez. Mike Leach would be proud of my bracket strategy. Yeah, he would. Gosh, he would. How about Proctor going back to Alabama? Yeah, what a joke that is. That's why people are coaches are advocating for having a portal signing day, to where it locks them in for a year. I think that would be a good start to kind of reining some of this in, for sure. Michael Borky, outstanding journalist. Definitely not that. Podcaster and now cat fight bouncer. I've been fighting. I mean, I've been dealing with these two cats for like months now, man. They are. And only one of them will let me pet it. The orange one is really nice and like will come and rub on my legs and stuff. And then there's a black one, but he's not fully black. He's got other markings, but he's not a tuxedo either. I don't know what all the different colored patterns are, but he's a jerk. He won't let me touch him. So I like the orange one better. But anyway, you wish Connor would have stayed his senior year and Q could have backed him up. And also Zach Evans would have been on that team. Could you imagine having those three in the same backfield? Jeez. So Virginia didn't have a field goal at least 2 minutes into the second half. So an 11-minute scoring drought for an NCAA tournament team. Big series this weekend between LSU and Florida. LSU's got to kind of have that one, don't they? I know it's really early, but they don't pitch it well right now. If people think the Hottie Toddy song is gibberish, look up the Tulane song. I have seen it. That's very New Orleans for you, right? They broke their scoring drought 3 minutes into the second half. That is unbelievable. Not in a good way. Do I feel better about Ole Miss or State's postseason chances after this past weekend's series? I think Ole Miss pitches it better. I think they have better depth on the mound. But State's lineup is coming on, and if Dom comes back and is as productive, then they've got some chances there. But I think Ole Miss's bullpen and overall pitching presentation is better than that of Mississippi State's. But Jordan and Hines, Mershon's good. Memphis was beating the brakes off of them today for a while, but they've got some dudes in that lineup that scare you, and pitching's improved for sure, but I think Ole Miss is deeper on the mound. Tennessee, Auburn, and LSU's fan bases can't handle anything. Especially two of those three, especially. In the last 99 years, Ole Miss has only had 20 losing seasons in baseball. 79 years when they went 500 or better. And before Bianco came on, it wasn't exactly a great program. Deadline for the Super Talk bracket sign up is right before the first tip-off of the first game on Thursday is when it is. So first game on Thursday is so you've still got, even though games have started today, there's still 2 days before that begins. So let's see. Let's see how many people we got in there so far. I'm really excited about it. I was afraid that I was going to have to reset and set it up all over again, but it happened. 15 minutes to go in the game, and Virginia has 18 points. What an absolute embarrassment that is. My goodness. Unfathomable. Meanwhile, Indiana State's at home. So if you guys want to join that bracket challenge, by the way, please do. Just search Sports Talk, which we use that as one word, Sports Talk space MS space radio. Sports Talk space MS space radio. If you want to join the bracket group, it is free. The winner gets a really cool prize pack if you win. Costs nothing to join. And the password is STM radio. And you can go against Richard Haydad and myself and a bunch of our listeners. My bracket is literally named Mascot Fight. And yeah, hope you join. Sanderson logo is undefeated. I love this hat. Absolutely love this hat. The Sanderson logo is the best logo in golf that is not the Masters. So the Masters is logo number one, logo number two right here. Speaking of March Madness, why the hell do we have 10 seeds in a play-in game but not 11 to 15 seeds? Make no sense. Makes no sense at all. I think that if you win your conference, you should be guaranteed not to have to play in the first four games. It should be guaranteed to you. I don't like that a conference champion doesn't really get to play in the actual tournament, because this is not the actual tournament. The bracket challenges don't start right now. They start Thursday. So this, in effect, is not the real tournament. But, yeah. The bid stealer certainly did not help. History shows State starts slow and gets going during SEC play, although not the last couple of years. Is it just you, or every time when Ross Bjork has a shot, he will promote an interim head coach into the permanent head coach? Just doing what the powers that be tell him to do. That's why he keeps failing upwards. I put the link right here in the chat. Hopefully that showed up and you're able to click on it. So there's the link there, and I'll put the password there as well. So there's the link. There's the password. It is absolutely free. So far, it is two Genteel shirts. It is two nights at Pearl River Resort, dinner for two at Philip M's. They're really nice restaurant there on the property, and two rounds of golf at Dancing Rabbit. And no, the prize pack does not include a curtain rod. Oh my gosh. If I had a curtain rod, you could whoop them cats off the porch. thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for your super chat. And I do have a curtain rod that I'm not using in my bedroom right now. It's sitting on top of one of my dressers, just sitting there, not using it. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. What SEC team do I think is the best shot for a Final Four and first round upset? You're going to go Auburn for the Final Four and Bama to be upset. I like that. I don't think so. Let's see. I'm a little early. Brackets will appear soon. What? I already made a bracket. What are you? Sorry. I'm trying to pull this up so I can get. Here we go. Finally. Auburn's not getting upset in the first round, I don't believe, although they could lose to UAB in the second round. I like UAB's chances to advance a little bit. There's a chance that Mississippi State makes it to the second weekend, I think. Alabama's on upset alert against Charleston. South Carolina's on upset alert. You know, 6-11's not that much of a difference, but I think South Carolina's on upset alert with Oregon. I like Florida to make a little bit of a run here, honestly. So, you ended up on the first row behind home plate? No, I was not there. I had I should have brought my son to the game. I just knew that I had to do this immediately after. And by the time we would leave the game, get home, and where I live in Madison is not particularly close to the ballpark, get him to bed and then start here, we would like just now be starting as opposed to being, you know, almost an hour in. So I thought it would be better if I didn't have him with me, then I could have done this from the ballpark. But having him sit around there for an hour while I'm doing this would have just not, that wouldn't have worked either. So, so I chose to stay here to make sure that I got this. A couple of names on Twitter hinting at some portal craziness in the next window. What's my wildest prediction? I don't think you can get any wilder than Proctor going back to Alabama, but I mean, there's a real chance that a starting quarterback somewhere is going to hit the portal, because everybody's always seeking one. But the Proctor news is pretty wild. Alabama isn't built to make a tourney run, just having to rely on hot shooting. They've been faltering as of late for sure. Yeah, UConn, Baylor, Kentucky, and Creighton in your Final Four somehow. No, Furman did not make it. They lost in the semifinals of the Southern Conference Tournament. Had kind of a down year. And then their best player just hit the portal as well. Is going to get paid big time. And they just, you know, they don't have any NIL resources there. So, yes, I agree with you that State has a shot at the Sweet 16. UNC will have problems if they face them. Tolu's got to be better, though. He's got to be a lot better. Hubbard and Matthews aren't going to carry them past North Carolina. He's got to be more productive, and he can be, but he's got to be. RJ Davis is going to show Hubbard how a star guard really plays. Your Tar Heels. Are you from North Carolina, or are you an early adopter of said Tar Heels? They might be in the SEC not too terribly long from now. You expect Rick Barnes to do his typical choke again, probably around the Sweet 16, maybe round of 32. Let's see. So Tennessee, they're in the Midwest, right? Yes. I mean, they could lose to Texas in the second round. That's possible. Is it UConn on the field to win the ship? If you're giving me 67 teams versus one, I'll take 67, but it's hard to envision anybody beating UConn at this point. You expect NC State to get run in the first round? I do as well. Yeah, I do as well. That was a really cool story, but I think that's all that was. I agree with you there. But anyway, give you a McNeese Cinderella run. That would be a lot of fun. Just big middle fingers to everybody from Will Wade. So anyway, thank you guys so much. Appreciate the super chats. Those were especially way too kind. As always, certainly not necessary, but absolutely appreciated. Thank you guys. We'll be back Thursday. So again, we'll be at Pearl River. I know basketball will be going on, but what the hell? Might as well do it. Stay on schedule. So we'll talk about Tennessee series. And then of course the basketball on Thursday, 7:30, 7:45. It just depends on how quickly I can get home, from the show. So it might be a little bit later, but 7:45, more likely than 7:30, but we'll be live on Thursday and keep this on rolling. So thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate you. Ole Miss wins 8-3 over Southern Miss, a big midweek win against a good Southern Miss team. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'll see you guys on Thursday and talk to you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.